Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
It is time for a prank call.
Yeah, just that.
All right? Mm-hmm. All minds clear. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You prayed for a job. That's what you did. You prayed for a job. Cat dog, if you would. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Carolyn, please.
This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Listen, my name is Lawrence. Lawrence, I actually go to the same church you do. I saw you last Sunday where you stood up in the church and I heard that you were talking about you were going through some bad times.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, your job supposedly got rid of the department that you were in and you were now seeking a new type of work. Am I right?
Yes,
just work, period, because you're looking for a new occupation, and I was there when you asked everybody to pray for you.
Yes.
Have you found anything yet?
Mm-mm, I haven't. I've been praying. We prayed again today. I asked for the church's prayers again today, and I know everything's going to work out, because, you know, he said you take one step, he's going to take two.
That's right.
So I'm prepping, and I know it's going to happen.
Well, listen, I think I may be able to be of some help to you. I actually own my own company. And I'm thinking that you could be the perfect person for a position that I have available. Now, what type of work were you doing in the past? Give me some of your job qualifications.
Oh, I'm executive secretary, administrative assistant, anything like that. Type 88 words a minute. Even take the old style shorthand. Oh, I can do it all. You just tell me what you need and I can do it. Take care of your executives that come through the office, anything that's needed. Travel, expenses, that's what I do.
Okay.
And now, I'm good at it, too.
What type of hours are you used to working?
9 to 5. Sometimes I'll come in at 8. I don't have a problem with coming in at 8. I can come in even earlier if you need me to come in earlier.
Are you opposed to working at night?
No, I don't mind working at night. I mean, it just depends. You know, right now, burgers can't be choosing.
Right.
I ask, and it's being given to me.
Okay.
What kind of hours are we looking at?
I have an offer for you that it would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. You will only be working 3 days a week for me, okay?
No, just to let you know, I was looking for something with a few more hours, a few more days. I need, like, full-time. I have a family.
Well,
bills to pay.
Right. I understand. But listen, I think the actual amount will suffice for that. Now, I'm going to offer you $750 per night. For 3 nights a week, that's $2,250 for those 3 days, for 1 week.
Wait a minute. You said $750 a night?
$750 a night.
And I'm making around $2,000 or something.
You're making
a week,
ma'am. And if you do the math on that, that adds up to about $9,000 for a month.
Sounds too good to be true, but now I put it all in his hands. I turned it over. That's what we're supposed to do. I did it, and you tell me I'll make $750 a night.
Okay.
But, I mean, what am I going to be doing? Keeping the books? You know, because I do have an accountant, too.
Well, let me say this. Now, the reason why I say it's at night is because I own a nightclub. And you would be working at the nightclub for me. So you would put in about 4 or 5 hours every night. And for 3 nights a week, like I stated, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And of course, I'll pay you $750. Matter of fact, I'll actually pay you your first 2 weeks in advance.
And I need that.
But I'm sure you know, you've lost your balance. You need to get back on your feet and everything.
Yes, I do. Yes. Okay. So exactly what is it you know, I'll be doing it? Because I'm sure, like I said, I can do office work. I'm good. Like accounting, you tell me, a clerk. Front door. I can better keep your books going.
Right. Well, no, not necessarily. I don't need you to work the front door. I'm actually going to have you in the club working. Okay. So I mean, how's your physical condition? Are you able to get around and you don't get tired quick, do you? Now, are you in good physical shape?
Yes, I'm in very good physical shape. I don't get tired quick at all. You want me to do something like be able to bartenders or something and work the bar to make sure all the money's, you know, nobody's stealing money from you or something like that?
No. You're not at the bar either. See, because what I'm going to do, now, have you ever done anything like, you know, anything close to dance or anything like that? Have you done that in the past?
Yeah, I did a little ballet when I was younger. Drill squat, cheerleading, I mean, do a little dance now. And, yeah, go out every once in a while. You know, you do a little dancing here and there.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a problem with moving around.
Okay, well, that's good. Because, see, what I wanted you to do is, I want you to do a little bit of dancing in the club.
You got something like ballroom dancing or something where you need me to teach you. I don't know how to do the ballroom dancing, so I can't work with nobody on that stuff like that.
No, I'm not asking you to do any ballroom dancing or anything like that. What I need you to do, I want you to dance on the pole. See, I have
what?
On the pole. See, I have a strip club. I want you to dance on the pole.
Pole? What the hell you mean you dance on a pole?
Well, actually, I own the Silk Stocking, which is a strip club.
I'm not a Silk Stocking. What the hell you mean you don't want me to dance on a pole? You know what? This is some you must be out your mind. I'm dancing a pole to nobody. You can take that pole, Mr. Kelly, whatever your name is. You can strap that pole up your
What?
You must be out your mind.
Well, don't you want to make this money? I got $750 a night for you.
I don't need that for money. I'm telling you right now, you and that pole dance, you can take that pole and shove it up to damn. You have no business calling me about no dancing on no pole. And I don't need that money from nobody at church.
I'm trying to get you a job, baby. They told me that you was in need of a job, so I'm just trying to...
I'm not in need of that kind of job. I'm not in need of no job. I'm taking off my damn drawers from nobody to butt one door or dance on no damn pole. What's wrong with you?
Okay, what if I bump it up to $1,000 a night?
No, I don't care if you bump it to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I ain't taking my drawers off of no damn body.
I want your on that pole.
You ain't going to see my... You know, I want your in church. I'm really praying. That's where you need to be. Calling me, talking about you guys. You know, this is right here.
When I see you at church next Sunday.
When you see me at church, I said, don't you come up to me and say nothing to me, because if I see you, I'm going to bust you in face.
I'm going to come and ask you and Wendell, will you get your butt on the pole?
You know, and if you don't come by Wendell, I'm going to whip your.
Well, let me say this to you. Are you listening to me?
You know what? I don't want to listen to you. So I'm getting ready to hang up. You know, don't you call me no more.
I'm going to wait just a minute, Carolyn. I want to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin, Ravina.
Ravina? My cousin, Ravina? Hey, I'm going to give her a kick. Ravina, Ravina, no better. Ravina, no, I need some money. You know Ravina is wrong with the bed. You tell Ravina when you talk to her, it's my house. I don't believe it, girl.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
You got her.
All right. That's all I want to know. Did I get it?
I'm not
play
getting
too much.
Draws off for no
ball.
I don't care if you jump it up to $3,000, $5,000 a night. I wish you'd call him.
Well, he's screaming at her to get on the pole.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you want, I don't know no ballroom dance, but I can learn.
Yeah.
Did a little ballet.
I give her all right.
A little
drill. I was a drill major. You know. I know all that drill. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You know, that don't pay $750.
Major, you know.
I type 80 some words a minute. I do shorthand.
80 some words a minute. I don't know who do that.
Oh, I can type it.
Oh, my God.
You could type 88 words a minute. Man, I really? Took typing in school. I type 34 words a minute. Full of mistakes.
I can type more than that, but they'd be spelled wrong.
I'm talking about, man, and you remember the slogan you had to type to touch all the cues of the yellow sun moon?
Yeah.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog's back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog's back. That made you touch all the keys. Mm-hmm. 34 words a minute. All committed.
J-K-L.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.